We've been talking about this Bellator versus Ryzen coming up. This card on New Year's Eve in Japan. It's on Saturday, this Saturday. Godzi Rabotinov versus Koji Takada is one of the fights on the card. I don't think Godzi is as good as Umar and Usman, Nurmagomedov, but he trains with them, and he's kind of right there. He's got that wrestling, does some real good stand-up. He's 18-4-1, and Takada is 15-3. So they're, in a similar spot. They've, got some fights under their belts. I went and watched probably 3-4 fights from each guy. I think Godzi has definitely got it. I mean, you never know. MMA math doesn't work, right? that's a fact. But I definitely got Godzi in this. But what I wanted to say is, I've mentioned it before, but I think that the Dagestani thing, not just the wrestling, is sort of that next evolution in MMA. I think we've definitely seen that. All of Khabib's guys that are on his team definitely bring a new evolution. It's not just them. I mean, it's other people from that area. It's not just Dagestan. There's a lot of, Peter Yan to a certain degree. There's a bunch that just, they have really good wrestling, some real good judo, a lot of fights, been fighting since they're young. So they're just kind of putting that pressure on the MMA world to make it evolve up one level. And you can see people reacting. I mean, Conor McGregor was saying something a while ago about he's got the solution to the Dagestani wrestling. Volkanovski is going to be versing Islam. What is it, February 12th, I think. I think you're going to see Volk up his level of defensive wrestling, this type of stuff, to be able to deal with Islam's strength and his pressure and his wrestling. So what I'm trying to say is it's putting a force on the MMA community as a whole and pushing it up a level. You see that. You started out with these wrestlers and BJJ guys, and they started, well, and maybe you could say BJJ and beat everybody, and then a lot of the really top tier wrestlers came in, Randy Couture, Kevin Randleman, all these people, and then it put a different pressure from a different side and made it evolve more, and then you got really good strikers, Anderson Silva messing with everybody, and put more pressure on it. And I think we're to that point where the Dagestani guys are putting pressure, the Russian wrestlers maybe, and judo guys. You could probably say there's more than just the Dagestani guys, but it's putting up pressure and making people evolve upwards and take that into account. You can't just go in there and be a boxer. It's not going to work. That's the cool thing about MMA, right? It's chess. Depending on your opponent's got different skill sets. Everyone has to have a high level of 4 or 5 different kind of categories. Something I saw with Godzi was a lot of leg kicks in particularly one of his matches I was watching. I think it was against Daniel Carey. Can't remember. Scary Carey in Bellator. And, man, and then he went right to his wrestling. He didn't keep going. I don't know if it's because he was getting some of the pain on his side. Maybe Carey checked one of them. I can't really remember. But, I think it's great. It's great for the sport. See all this pressure and make it evolve and make people get better, more well-rounded. It's good stuff, man. Better fights.